Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, a new special school was officially opened by Tánaiste Micheál Martin in Dublin today. Parents of pupils there say it's been a godsend after they spent years struggling to find school places for their children. Our reporter Una Kelly was there, and Una, this school was long awaited by families.
It certainly was, Sarah. For the past 18 months or so, there have been backlogs, with some children with special education needs struggling to find school places. Now, Tánaiste Micheál Martin said today that progress has been made in securing some places, but he did also say there will always be ongoing issues in terms of the ideal setting for a given child. The school he was opening today was Lieberman Spirton School in Temple Oak, and when I was speaking to some of the parents there, you could really see the relief in some of them when they talked about finally getting a place there. One of them was Lydia Devereux. She has a 13-year-old daughter, Faye. Faye has autism and severe complex needs. Lydia says they struggled to find a place for Faye since third class. She says Faye had been in a mainstream class with 30 other children, which caused her great anxiety and had a huge impact on her. But now that she's in this Lieberman special school, Lydia says everything has changed for the better.
This time last year, we were literally kind of going, oh my God, what's going to happen? Is she going to have to stay at home? Are we going to get a place? So then in January, we got the letter. We were absolutely thrilled. And it's just been absolutely wonderful since then. The building is fantastic. The facilities, the staff are amazing. Faye is loving school. She's jumping on the bus every morning. She's so much happier in herself. She's actually sleeping better, which is great. Yeah, it's just been wonderful. I can't say enough. Everything is so, so positive.
What did it mean to you as a family to get the school place here?
It's going to sound like a cliche, but it was literally like winning the lottery. It was just that good. Like, money can't buy this, you know, for Faye, just for her needs to be met.
And getting this school place, you say it's like winning the lottery, but children have a right to an education.
I know you shouldn't feel like that it's luck, but unfortunately it is. Like, you know, I mean, you kind of feel privileged even though, like, Faye needs a school place and she's entitled to like everybody else. But just when you're a special needs parent, that's just not there. Like every other parent's like, oh, I might go to this school, I might go to that school. We're like, I'll go wherever there's a place. But obviously this was just meant for Faye. And I think it's just a perfect fit for her and she's very happy here.
That was Lydia Devereux there speaking about their reaction to getting a school place there. Now, the school itself is specially equipped to meet the needs of the children, and I was able to speak to one of the pupils about it. She's 13 and she told me what she likes about her new school.
My name is Freya. I love my school. I like my new school. I love my SNAs and my friends. The SNAs are very kind. And I love to play. I like the sensory wheel. And now I like my mum and dad because they're very kind to me.
That was Freya there speaking about the new school. There are 30 pupils there in total with 5 teachers, 19 SNAs. The children are all aged between 4 to 18. The principal is Vivian Nguyen and she says that it's a genuine privilege to teach there and that the staff, in her opinion, can learn more from the children than they can teach them. And Vivian described to me how the school is specially equipped for them.
We have specialist rooms such as a state-of-the-art sensory room. We also have a life skills room where the students can learn to cook, to make a bed, to set a table and other life skills. We have a soft playroom as well with a ball pool, etc. And then we have beautiful playgrounds outside with built-in trampolines, etc. to allow for their sensory needs.
For SNAs and for teachers and principals at the moment, what are the main challenges?
Well, it's always going to come back to funding. You can never have enough funding in the special ed game. I think, you know, it's the resources for the kids. You just want to give them the best that you can. So funding is often, transport has been an issue, getting transport set up and moving for the children, despite all parties trying as hard as they can. They're probably the main issues that we've faced, and also recruitment. We've been very lucky here in Lieberman and we've managed to recruit very well. But yeah, in general, recruitment can be difficult.
And as you've mentioned, Una, there have been issues in the past year or two, particularly with families finding school places for children with special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And then sometimes it has been the case for some parents when they get an offer of a place that it's maybe outside their area and the children would have to travel long distances to take it up. Now, the National Council for Special Education told me today that now there are 9 pupils with special educational needs remaining without a school place. They say that's 5 in Waterford and 4 in Dublin, and that they're all primary school pupils. And they also said that all post-primary pupils have been offered a place. Now, whether the family feel that those places are suitable for the child is another matter. And it's important to say that these figures also only account for those children who are known to the NCSE. I was speaking to John Kearney, he's the CEO of that organisation, and he said those figures show that things have started to turn a corner in terms of securing places.
Up until about 18 months ago, there was quite a significant backlog in terms of placements being secured for young students, and it was recognised in all quarters, both from the department in the NCSE perspective, indeed at general government, that more proactive work had to be done in terms of securing placements for young students and their family. And it's slowly but surely, the provision is very much being extended and being offered. So in terms of the opening of the Lieberman School, again, that families are being provided with the placement that they truly deserve.
That was John Kearney there from the NCSE. But as we heard from some parents, they still feel that if they get a suitable school place, it's down to luck. Another parent I was speaking to is Lorna. She's the parent of 14-year-old Senan. She says they battled for years and it took a toll on them all. She told me a bit about it.
He absolutely loves coming to school. Sure, they have a ball pit and a playground. Who wouldn't love coming here? We had a long, long, hard battle to get this place for Senan. He was previously in an ASD unit, and that suited him all the way through primary school. But as the children get older, the gap between them and their peers gets bigger. So we had to fight very, very hard. He started in a school in September. We took a place that wasn't suitable for him, just to take a place. That's how desperate you are. You just want any place for your child. You know, there's school places, and sometimes the department think that once your child has a school place, then they can be ticked off the list. But it's having an appropriate school place, one that will meet all his needs. That's the struggle. So we got offered this place, and it was like, it was a weight off our minds to know that one less battle. We battle for everything. We battle for diagnosis. We battle for services. We battle for primary school place, and then we battle for a secondary school place. So to have one less battle is fantastic. It affects our whole family when your child is in the wrong place. They come home unregulated, angry, upset. So it affects your other children, affects your whole house. So to have your child come home from school happy, content, calm every day is an absolute godsend.
That is Lorna, a parent of a child at Lieberman School in Dublin, finishing that report by Una Kelly.